This is Firework, written by Ally. Doodle 12, read by Mistborn Hero. Fandom, Doctor Who. Every time a bang from a firework could be heard, it jolted Jess out of her constant daze. With the TV in the background, Jess waited for midnight to hit, and the firework show to continue. As much as she did want to get excited by a new year, fireworks and all the bright colors, the feel of dread occupied her stomach. Once midnight hit, it would be official, a new year. She would no longer be in the year in which she traveled with the doctor, her doctor. Her doctor wasn't around in the next year. Well, perhaps time is a weird thing, but in a linear timeline, her doctor would be gone. The thought of how she didn't get all the time she wanted, less than a year in some ways. A whole year ago, they were escaping the Daleks in the time loop, and arguably, the most important thing was admitting that her feelings towards the doctor had become something more, something that she never thought she would find, and then had helped her accept it. A year ago, she was with the doctor, so close to getting her chance, so close to their time together. And now, she simply sat there, in her flat, with her thoughts. Once again, Jess was startled by the sound, not of fireworks this time, despite how much louder they had gotten, but the sound of counting down from her TV. 10 seconds, 9, 8, a whole new beginning. She plastered a smile onto her face. The doctor would want her to be happy. She needed to do this, to at least go into the new year with a more positive mindset. As the Big Ben sounded its bunks, she looked out the window, her elbow resting on the purple sofa she had bought as a reminder. Having and owning the sofa, on this night in particular, it was like she could feel the doctor's presence. There was one more thing she needed to do, though. She grabbed the packet of custard creams. She had promised herself, since leaving the doctor, that she would always have at least a packet of them in her house. Jess made her way towards her window and looked up into the night sky. Somewhere up there, the doctor, not necessarily her doctor, was flying. The TARDIS traveling through space and time. They would also likely have someone else in there too. Someone who was like Jess. Someone who was saved by the doctor. Someone who is about to have the time of their life, or maybe already is. She could feel in her heart the doctor was up there, traveling in their TARDIS. And so she opened the packet of custard creams, taking two out. "Here's to you, doctor. Thank you," she said, while raising one of them and clinking it against the window. She stood there, admiring the colors, being reminded of all the new years they had seen together. Turning back to watch the light show that now occupied the TV, making her way back to her purple sofa, she pressed her shoulder. "Happy New Year, Doctor. Thank you for showing me love." A soft smile occupied her face. The face of the hologram, opposite to her, had the same genuine, soft smile covering it.
"Happy New Year, Jess."
The end.